knows the whole uni and knows how to drink, knows the middle bar. Rena disappeared to make a phone call, and I followed her. You wanted to know who she was phoning. Hi, darling, I'm really, really miserable here with this bloke in the hole. She was trying to phone her housemate Hazel, as I found out later, to tell her that she was fed up having come to Hull. She was expecting something to happen, but nothing had happened. Apparently, if she had got through, Rena was going to get the last train home. So I can't stop my foot tapping here, it's excitement. We returned back to the bar to join the rest of the rabble, but by now the alcohol had gone to my brain. And as the saying goes, alcohol loosens the body. Is that what they say? Never heard that one. I finally made a move. Well, that was it. We spent the next 3 weeks together. End of term celebrations at Hull, party at 101, London seeing the sights, seeing the point with Mickey DeLenz. Oh, I remember that. The Kinks and the Christmas concert at the Rainbow. It was fantastic. We got on so well that at the end of the 3 weeks, we decided to get married. Well, for the next two terms, one of us not being educated, AWOL from university, I remember getting up at 4 o'clock so that Rena could get the 6 a.m. train to Manchester to attend her first Monday lecture. Hang on, nearly there. We are nearly there. Rena transferred her course to Hull, naturally to do a better course. And in autumn 1978, we got married in the December of that year, and we're still going strong. I can't stand the phrase, still happily married. It's not original, but in our case, it's true. I think I was the one who got trapped, says Jeff. Because before we were even going out, Rena got a letter from a friend which had the following PS. Will you marry me? Rena wrote back to him and said that she was really, really sorry, but she was going to marry somebody else. Even though the someone else didn't know that I was the someone else. Sorry, nodded off for a second there. Tell Rena I love her a lot, even if I have got itchy feet, caused by too much training for the London Marathon. So please, please, please read this out. And make her a day, punk. Love and kisses from Jeff Kaplan. Jeff, a nice story, long but nice. That's what they say about you. Anyway, I'm pleased you decided to get married. I'm pleased you're happily married. I'm happy you've written to me. And I hope you'll be happy to get the mug. And he said, please, could you dig out this classic and play it?